saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. It's time for this week's matchups versus the Browns this week in week four. And joining me, of course, as always, is Fraser Tafar, who is the co-host of this show. Fraser, how you doing?
Hey, Ken, how are you?
Always a pleasure, my friend. We're going through some great baseball days. The Orioles hit a little bit of a bump in the road today with a 2-0 loss, but the 1969 New York Mets, during their incredible stretch drive, were no-hit by Bob Moose of the Pirates. So I always remind myself of that game when we hit a little bump like this, and it's been... Boy, it's been some great Oriole baseball these last few days.
Yeah, great to get a division championship yesterday. I mean, long time coming, going from 100 losses to 100 wins. I mean, it's almost storybook, but it's just the beginning. I'm ready to see what we can do in October and hopefully November and make a real impact this coming up playoffs.
Me too. It seems like a couple of months ago, I was asking people for the thought experiment. Would you be willing to give up Jackson Holliday if you had all of the following? And one of them was that Angelo sells the team to Bisciotti. And number two would be that the Orioles sign a new 30-year lease to stay in Baltimore. And we got it. We didn't have to give up Jackson Holliday for it. So
that's good.
Yeah, good news. And one of the other conditions was a 10-year extension for Elias and Mydell. So that would have been a pretty cool thing to announce too. And I thought if they had a player extension built in there too, that wouldn't have been a bad thing. But great day of baseball theater there at the stadium.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to it. The Ravens coming up into a game against the Browns. They are very injured. Now, I did not yet see the final injury report for today, and I need to do that. But lots of issues certainly on that. You've seen it? Go ahead. Take us through it.
Yeah, I think we have Bateman out, Odell out, Gus is a full go, Hamilton questionable, Hill questionable, Humphrey out, Linderbaum questionable, Ojabo, Odafe both out, Stanley is doubtful, he didn't practice today, Friday, and Williams is questionable. He was a full go yesterday and today.
Right, so two days with Williams, so... I you know, from looking at this, I'd say you've got six outs because I don't know the last time a doubtful ever went. And if you've got six outs, you've either got to have those guys be the only guy you're inactives and all the questionables go, which I guess is possible that Tyler Linderbaum is really ready to return here. I think probably that's less likely. And tomorrow we'll probably see some sort of a move to IR for one of these players who they believe is going to be out a little long, whether that might be Owe or Ojabo, whoever. It's unfortunate.
It's going to be disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So it's, you know, honestly, I think if it wasn't Stanley, I'd be pretty happy about it.
Yeah.
You know, so if let's say it's Beckham or it's Bateman who's out, but it's not both, hopefully. that wouldn't be too terrible. Humphrey would be very bad. Ojabo or Owe, I really am expecting one of those two guys to take longer than that to come back. So
yeah. I would rather be Ojabo than Owe.
Yeah.
Better pick.
Yeah, more significant, obviously, in terms of what he's contributing right now. All right, well, let's go ahead anyway. They're going to have the players they have. Let's talk about on offense and defense. I know from our production meeting, we've already picked what we think our key matchups are. Why don't you go ahead with yours in terms of the Ravens offense versus the Cleveland defense?
So offensively, we're going to have to control the pass rush of Cleveland. We've had issues in week one and week three keeping Lamar clean. And We're not going to have Stanley go into the game. And even if we do have Linderbaum, it's still going to be an issue on the outside edges with Garrett and Za'Darius Smith. So with that being said, the matchup I'm looking at is going to be Smith versus our right tackle.
Moses.
It's going to be critical that Moses doesn't try to overcommit to what Za'Darius has to offer. He has a big bag of tricks in terms of pass rush. He can be, whether he needs to go inside or outside around the cone, he can do it all. So he cannot let him break the game, because Monken is going to key in on getting help on Miles Garrett's side. So it's going to be Moses on an island all day.
All right. I would agree that Za'Darius Smith is a huge factor. He has not yet had a sack, by the way, has not gotten on the board yet this year, which is a little bit interesting because, hey, playing opposite Miles Garrett, you probably should have some chances by now. But he still is certainly very significantly dangerous. I'm going to go a little broader than that, because the last 2 weeks, the average time to throw for Lamar Jackson has been 2.43 and 2.59 seconds. That can't continue. That's a function of a lot of balls out quick. And it also means there are very few extended plays, because it doesn't take too many 5.5 second plays baked into a Lamar game to really up the average. So, yes. So to me, it's going to require deception, and it's going to require fear to control the edge rushers in this game. And they're going to really have to fear Lamar more than anything else. So I think they're going to have to show them some designed runs early on that will hopefully help them in the passing game. And they may need to throw more out of play action and, you know, some of the hopefully better play action on pass plays that they have. Usually now they have a read option, but they don't do a whole lot where they go all the way into the mesh, pull it out, and throw the ball. It's actually very rare in the Ravens offense. 2019, when Lamar had his best season, they only did it three times the whole year, twice in the first week. Yeah. But hopefully, maybe it's the pistol makes a comeback this week, or maybe Lamar's under center, which I'm really not as fond of. But if you put Lamar back in the shotgun, the pistol would be a way to at least have a forward-facing, hand-checky fake at the very least to keep some guys honest. And if you want to, if they do it as sidecar, I don't think it's as effective, because you're not freezing the edge. Lamar's usually not the edge threat there. He's usually the middle threat, and that's not going to slow down the edge defenders. So I think if they really want to make those edge defenders freeze, or at least one of them on a per play basis, they need to try and find a way to have Gus Edwards in particular running straight for the middle of the tackle box and have Lamar be an edge threat.
Be amazing if we had Keaton Mitchell coming back this week. Yeah. That'd be a great week. But
he's good for that, but he's a edge threat again. And if Lamar is the middle threat, he doesn't create that problem for the edge defender the way he does when the Ravens ran their offense out of pistol in 2019. So you run it out of sidecar, that the guy to your left or to your right is automatically really an edge threat. And then they counter and they show you another deceptive edge threat. And then they can block in the middle to give you extra troubles. But Lamar is typically running up the middle when their back is in sidecar.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think pass rush wise and containing Smith and Garrett, it's going to be, if we can't block them, we have to efficiently run the ball all day, so they're not on their front foot, ears pinned back, and trying to get to Lamar all day, because we've seen when they're in passing situations, Miles Garrett is doing basketball moves before the snap, just playing with people. It's a scary thing, especially with what we have up front. And so I think it's going to be crucial that we run the ball, whether it be outside or inside. If we can continue to gash them inside, that might force Smith to bump inside in front of either Zeitler, in between Zeitler and Moses. So it's going to be a big, big thing for Gus to get going. And I want to see Drake become more of an outside threat this week.
All right. So you want to see Drake out of sidecar and Gus from behind the quarterback, whether it's pistol or just in a normal eye, or wouldn't even be an eye formation, like a single back formation most of the time, probably for the Ravens.
Yeah, and Gordon would be in that category too, but I don't want to see him too often. I think if Hill goes, I think Gordon will be down.
Gordon will sit. Yeah.
And probably, if he doesn't, that means that John Harbaugh's doghouse is a real thing.
So they, Gordon is still on the practice squad. So as far as we know, the elevations this week will be Van Noy and one back, as far as we know, unless they make other roster moves before then.
Okay.
So Van Noy's got to play, I would think. I can't imagine that he wouldn't. And then they need one running back. So, because even if they get Hill back, it's Edwards and Hill only, and one of Gordon or Drake has to be there. So it almost sounds like they're planning for Hill to be back, because if they're not, well, that whole long list of questionables is not particularly useful. It's just going to result in roster moves tomorrow that'll be forced, because they've got to be able to fill 40.
You ever have one of those days where everything's off? Well, Mood can help with that. And let me tell you about Mood. It's the online cannabis brand that is changing the way we handle everything, from stress to sleepless nights, with functional gummies that are 100% federally legal cannabis. Mood launched to make cannabis affordable, accessible, and transparent, while at the same time supporting American farmers growing premium hemp on small pesticide-free farms. Their gummies are next level. Seriously, I've tried a few and each one feels totally different. The Sleepy Time gummies, out like a light, immediately asleep. The Epic Euphoria, it's perfect when you just need a reset to feel good again. What makes them unique? Mood combines THC with herbs and adaptogens, so you get real targeted effects. You're not going to find this in your typical dispensary. And here's the best part. Mood ships discreetly to most states, offers a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, and right now you get 20% off your first order with the promo code RAVEN. Just head to mood.com. Find your perfect gummy and use the code RAVENS at checkout to save 20%.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep. Shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn,
and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
8 bodies for this game at a minimum.
Yeah, it's going to be another roster crunch coming in.
All right, let's move on to the defensive side of the ball and talk about what you want to see. So you had a really interesting one on this side. You start us off in terms of what you'd like to see.
I'm going to be interested in how the Ravens disguise their coverages post-snap and pre-snap when Deshaun Watson goes back to pass. I think Watson is still trying to get back to what he was post-situation with everything that happened with him. He's showed a little spark last week, which isn't a good thing for the AFC North, but he hasn't put it all together yet. And for us to continue that trend, we have to continue to confuse him at the line of scrimmage. We mainly have been going too high shell all year. Well, since McDonald has taken over mainly, and this might be the game where we might go to a wink style formation in the sense of having people at a line of scrimmage and continue to back out. I know that McDonald has shown that throughout the year, but we might see it a little bit more in the sense of Hamilton being in the slot now and having film of coming off the edge and being a difference in the pass rush game. I think it's going to cause issues for the offense, and is he going to come, is he not, or how are they going to decipher what's happening up front?
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of disguising coverages, and I've got no problem adding it. Now, if you're talking about disguising by dropping from simulated pressure, as you mentioned there, it is a disguise. It's more to you're disguising your pass rush. You're kind of putting your coverage at a disadvantage to drop your inside linebackers into that first level of zone coverage. That said, I do want to see simulated pressure. I think it's one of the things that's really worked for the Ravens. It certainly worked in these early games. They need to get a sense very quickly of whether or not Deshaun Watson is onto his hot read or not. If they've made that a point of emphasis this week, then figuring out if he's got that or not means you got to back off a little bit in terms of what you do in the pass rush. I actually think what we're going to see from the Ravens is very vanilla. I think we're going to see a coverage 2 shell. They're not going to respect the Browns run game until the Browns prove they can run it right down their throat. And they might be able to, because they've got a big, good run blocking offensive line, certainly. But yep. I think we'll see the cover 2 shell. I think we'll see Worley on the back end with Stone. And or Williams, if he plays on the back end with Stone, which would be terrifically good. And I think we'll see Hamilton in the nickel. And I think the only time we'll see Hamilton at any other spot than nickel, he'll rush the passer from that spot. But the only time we'll see him anywhere but as a true nickel will be when he drops a strong safety in a 4 DB package, and Stone comes off the field. I really don't think we're going to see Hamilton in huge multi roles. I think he's as multi as he can get when he's at that nickel. So, he could do it all right from that spot. But I think the big key is going to be for Watson. Burrow stared right at the Ravens cover 2. He backed down from it entirely, realizing his own weaknesses for most of the game, throwing outside, 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 ball out quick, ball out quick, ball out quick, swing pass, little small ball. Yeah. But the one time he really did try and throw in it, he threw 7 passes actually that were 15 yards or more, 0 for 7, one of those being interception, 0.0 passer rating. He didn't have the arm strength to muscle that ball through the Stone pockets and Hamilton on the interception. And it'll be interesting to see if Watson really can do it. Watson, was a 55% completion guy the first 2 weeks of the season. This last week, he had a big week. Maybe he's back in some way, or maybe that was the aberration. The Browns haven't really played great teams so far. The best defense they played was the Steelers, and he really didn't play very well.
Yeah, I think Steelers defensively are always going to confuse quarterbacks. I don't think that's always part of their MO. So I don't think that's anything to be surprised about. My big thing is if William plays, I think they're going to emphasize to him not to get physical at all. Mm-hmm. He's obviously not injured from the shoulder down. He's completely healthy. So he's still valuable to the team in the sense of pass defense might be tricky because he's going to really try and go up with one arm unless it's a surefire pick, which most of the time he's had a pick. It's been like a breadbasket type catch. So I think having him back there can give us more of a sense of comfort because even though Worley played well, it's still kind of, you know, having Williams back there is definitely way more comfortable.
I probably would have said the same thing. First of all, obviously, I'd rather have Marcus Williams than Worley back there. But Worley played so well in that preseason, particularly that first game, knowing exactly where to be at the end of that game on every high leverage play. Didn't make any mistakes, really, in this last game. He made all seven tackles he was supposed to do. He's basically in the right spot in coverage. No big plays allowed. I'm actually quite confident he's going to be fine on the back end if Williams isn't able to go or if somebody goes down during the game. But I really, at this point, I kind of think the Ravens are committed to Hamilton at nickel, at least for the short term, at least until somebody is back there, whether that is Humphrey or Pepe maybe, or maybe somebody else even that they acquire. But I don't think there's no desire to play Maulette at this point in the slot. Yeah. I kind of thought that's the way they're going, but that's not happening.
Is he even practicing?
Mullet's on the team. He's on the 53, so I assume so. He would be one of the guys, by the way, that they might make a roster move with if they need to do that. They've got a couple hundred thousand in guaranteed money tied up in him, but they could make a move there.
I thought he was still injured.
No, he actually played last week of a handful of snaps.
Wow, I don't know how I missed that. My apologies.
Yeah, no problem. Anything else you want to talk about? Any special teams things or other key things about this game that you're looking forward to?
I would like to see us pop a kick return, punt return. Mm-hmm. I think a little bit overdue. Especially Devin Duvernay has been quiet, and I think that's been a handful of things. I think one is definitely Zay Flowers being incorporated in offense into the team, period. I think he's taken up a lot of his role. And I don't know if it's just me, but Devin doesn't seem to be going 100%, or maybe he's lost a step a little bit.
Interesting.
Maybe his motivation to be on the team has gone down after maybe a little trade rumors and his future not being 100% secure with the team, or I don't know what it is, but especially last week against Cincinnati, he didn't, or not last week, 2 weeks ago against Cincinnati, on those jet sweeps, he didn't go full steam ahead like we've seen Devin Duvernay go full steam.
I think I know the reason for that is he's high level of concern on staying in bounds and still maximizing yardage. And so he had two runs for 13 there at those last two drives where they're trying to grind out the clock. I thought he ran exceptionally well there. And last week, you know, Duvernay did give him a chance to get back in the game with that punt return in overtime into Indianapolis territory. That really is one of about 10 times the Ravens should have won the game. So
yeah,
there's so much to be frustrated about that. And eventually you just have to let it go. But that was a truly awful set of missed opportunities last week.
Yeah, it was tough. Very tough. I hope we never go through that again. I know we usually have one of these games a year, but it's just, I can't take it. We're better than that.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely is tough to watch. One of the things, I mean, being a baseball fan and being a football fan is very different because baseball, you know, nobody wins more than about 65% of the games, even the very best teams. And so you're always prepared to face a hot pitcher and lose a game. But in football, the games are much more important. So if you're a 10-point favorite, you know, you're going to win 85% of the time or maybe even a little more than that. And it's you really can't accept losses in a short season the same way.
Yeah, and even with the extended season, it still doesn't make a difference. Every game counts even more.
All right. Always fun to do these shows with you, Frazier. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
You guys can find me on Twitter/X at F_RAVE8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right. Other folks out there who want to be on a film study short, hit me up with a DM on Twitter. That's how I met Frazier originally. He wanted to do a show with me, and we came up with an idea to do a regular one after doing a couple of preseason previews. And this has been a lot of fun. So I'd like to meet you if you're out there and you want to talk football. And please give me a DM. I'll get right back to you. For Frazier Tavar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye, and we'll talk to you next week on Matchups.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.